Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues. Coming up, we're going to talk about a possible plan to your summer vacation, maybe a little lifted lodging. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, the Buzz CRM is our sponsor here on Grassroots Marketing. You know, I've been yapping about it for months. We know. I've been hearing about it. We've been going on about it, but for good reason. You can stop drowning in marketing tools. Seriously, ditch the subscription chaos. The Buzz CRM is here. It's got 500 plus tools in one platform. AI will do your emails, social, everything. It'll be your sales team. Workflows, personalized, like actually personalized. You reach customers everywhere. SMS, email, you name it. Missed a call? We text them back for you. Boom, lead saved. MedSpas, e-commerce franchises, everyone loves it. And we have more people signing up every day. So be on the bandwagon. Join up and get into the low barrier entry of the Buzz CRM, thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. And please, by all means, if you want to go ahead and tell me what your experience is like with the Buzz, let me know about it. But please go ahead and look at it. Sign up today. Get rid of those extensive subscriptions that you don't want to deal with anymore. Let's do it, okay? Let's do it today. TheBuzzCRM.com. So the Midwest's first cannabis-centric resort concept is coming to the popular Lake of the Ozarks region in Missouri. One of our former producers there, John Roger, is from that part of the world. And they announced recently a new resort has been purchased. Well, let's just put it like this, that there was a purchase of a resort marina in Camdenton, and is now going to become Lifted Lodging. It's now Lifted Lodging, creating the first adults-only national network of upscale overnight accommodations for elevated individuals, event planners, and groups. I'm here with the founder and CEO of Lifted Lodging, Lisa Lieberman. Thanks for being on with me.
Thanks for having me, Brasco.
My pleasure. So you're at the site. How's the weather right now this time of year as we're getting into the start of June, roughly after Memorial Day?
So we are actually ramping up into vacation season in the Ozarks. So Memorial Day weekend is kind of our big kickoff. It's been, I'll be honest, tell you, it's been a little iffy weather these days. That being said, even when the weather is not good, we have plenty of great stuff for people to do indoors. So as we get into these summer months, we'll have temperatures in the 80s. Most of the summer. Yeah. And so with us being on the water with a marina and with a couple of pontoon boats, we'll be able to have a really great time hanging out by the water and enjoying cannabis together.
I remember, like I was mentioning, my producer, John, he is from Missouri in that particular area. And he really just praised the Ozarks and the fact of, you know, there's a lot of lakes out there. It was boat racing. I remember he was working for a radio station where he did coverage of races over there on the lakes over there, and talking about just the fact of just the amount of people that would just show up. It was really a hot spot for vacationing. And just want to go and ask you about, first of all, we've heard about resorts like this where they offer the cannabis experience, but what can you tell me about your personal journey and what you thought were the needs or market gaps you identified in the Midwest? I mean, does this feel like, you know, the Vermont that Newhart had been back in the 80s.
It would come I love
that,
it.
But it's on the lake and it's kind of like
a great reference
in the Midwest. Yeah. It kind of feels like that, but like, tell me about what it was that made you say, okay, not only am I enjoying, you know, it's something, your own personal passion with cannabis, but then you said, I'm going to make a resort that others can enjoy.
Thanks for asking that. So I've been using cannabis for the better part of 30 years. So I've been a closeted cannabis consumer for a long time until about 10 years ago. I actually was a vice president in a pretty large Midwestern bank. And I had to hide who I was. I had to really be careful about mentioning my cannabis use. I didn't really drink, and so I didn't really fit in with that drinking culture. But luckily for me, I met the man of my dreams, who's also a cannabis consumer with a professional job.
Yeah.
We got married in Colorado on 420, back in 2018. And that was really my journey into renting an Airbnb, for an event like that. I put the whole thing together myself. I actually live, in Ohio. We're both, from the Ohio area. And so all of our family and friends came out to Colorado. They had not experienced a dispensary before, whereas my husband and I, we always take vacations around cannabis. It's that important to us. And so they loved our wedding so much that they said, maybe this is something that you might want to look into. And so many years later, as you could tell, 2018 was quite a while back. It's taken us this long to really get this concept into the kind of position we want it to be. We had a couple of different places under contract that didn't work out. But what the time lag allowed us to do was introduce me to a professional hospitality management firm that's out of Texas, who loves our concept, and they think that we can take this national. Wow. So rather, I like your idea of Newhart, because my husband and I are the general managers at the resort. We are Bob Newhart and his wife. And from there, though, we do have professional support to make sure that we run the resort the way we want to and that our guests are super happy with the experience they have.
It was Dick and Joanna Loudon. That's what they were on the show.
That's right.
And
yes.
By the way, and it was 35 years ago, just recently, that the final episode came out, which was one of the best closing episodes of all, the best finales of all time.
Yes.
Seriously great.
See now, Suzanne Fléchette.
Yes.
I remember that.
And you know, you see other TV shows that have actually replicated that same thing over again. Because even when Bob Newhart hosted SNL, they did the same kind of thing again on one of his hosting gigs. Hilarious.
Yes, I love it. That's such a great reference. I love that show.
His wife came up with the idea. So fantastic. But now, back to the story here. So Missouri, first of all, we should make mention of that, is the seventh largest state for cannabis. Adult use since 2022. So you're good coming in and having and consuming what you want. Now, when it came to what your wedding was and creating that theme, did you look at, when you say some of the vacationing you and your husband have done, were there any that you did that you were saying, like, I mean, I would say that I've seen a lot of vacation properties for cannabis that are islands. So maybe Jamaica, there's somebody we've talked to before that runs Ganja Vacations. It's real nice,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Various places to go, but it's all, you know, tropical. But this is
right.
An area where you're saying, okay, here's more rustic, here's more, you know, camping-like cabin, more nature. Based
right
and also just to do it in the Ozarks itself, quite a place to go and put this. So what was it about the area and saying that this could be a place that could really benefit from something like this?
So in my own travels, every time I wanted to go on a cannabis vacation, generally it was out west. Generally I had to get on an airplane and I had to travel out west, which is why we had our wedding out there. And it was kind of a bummer because there were some people that couldn't come because of expense or whatever. And so if Michigan had been fully in place at the time, we probably would have done it in Michigan so people could drive. Right. That being said, Lake of the Ozarks, I'm fairly new to the whole Missouri scene just in the past year. And I was pleasantly, excitedly stunned by the cannabis culture down there. It's really, really strong. There are many people who openly enjoy cannabis. I've been to a couple of cannabis events, including the St. Louis Pot Chefs 420 event, where I was one of the judges. The community's really embraced me as an individual and the Lifted Lodging concept in bringing this to Lake of the Ozarks. It's only two and a half hours from both St. Louis and Kansas City. And then from there, you have all those southern states that don't have any legal cannabis. They may have legal hemp products, but in general, those are people that don't even get any kinds of cannabis experience. And so they can drive there. They don't have to get on a plane and make it a big production. And I think right now, when we're looking at the travel economy, people are saying that they prefer to drive to save money. And with all the things happening with airlines. So and this particular resort, too, right on the water. And we're pretty secluded from some of the other resorts, although you can go by boat and get to some of the more popular, I call them alcohol-fueled resorts. But we can take a boat ride to Bridal Cave, which is just down the lake from us. And so we found that with it being individual cottages rather than a hotel, I think that was important to us as well, so that people can bring their friend groups, depending on you know how many people they want to bring with them. We have anywhere from 1 to 3 bedrooms in the units, and they all have kitchens, so people can save for multiple days. And then the other thing I think that is important to me, I call this a cannabis-centric resort.
Right.
Because we don't just want you to, well, we do. We want you to bring your own cannabis and have a good time, but we'll bring activities to you. So
follow up on that right there, because when you put out a press release to talk about this, there was discussion about in-depth learning opportunities, recreational activities, and unique experiences. So it's obviously, you know, there's going to be the concierge part. There's the recreational part. So people are not going to be staying inside the rooms the whole time. What is there to go ahead and do out and about that you're...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're going to be providing.
I love that. So I've been working with, this has been the great part about getting to know the Missouri community. I've been working with chefs to bring in some culinary experiences there, providers of massage that use cannabis products, different body types of services. But my personal passion is cooking with cannabis. So we'll have classes on how to make your own food with cannabis, how to grow cannabis. A lot of these will be like a multi-day experience where maybe one day you get, hey, here's a growing class. Here's how to make what you grew into food and so on. And then depending on the audience, we'll have things like girls weekends. We will have couples retreats. I'm working with a number of people who focus on intimacy and cannabis that we can bring in for things like that. Everybody's done or seen the puff, pass, and paint concept. So we'll bring in craft type things. And then the thing that I'm really looking forward to the most is once we have taken over the resort and really we're up and running and we're comfortable with running the resort, I think probably in September, October, we're going to have a cannabis Olympics type event where we'll have anything from joint rolling contests to karaoke to solving puzzles, trivia, things like that. And so I'm really looking forward to having just some really fun events that are themed each week. Weekends there are generally booked. And so at first, a lot of these we'll have is kind of like in the week. Mm-hmm. But as we get into the fall and the winter, we actually have an opportunity to do even more things on weekends. And so, you might not think of the Ozarks as a winter destination, but there are plenty of things to do there during the winter. I've been to a couple of cannabis-friendly lounges, mm-hmm. and so we can take people to lounges, and I won't mention their names yet until these partnerships are official, but I'm mostly talking to a couple of dispensaries and a couple of grows about doing tours and things like that. So I have a lot of fun things planned for people so that when they come, that to your point, they don't have to leave the grounds if they don't want to, if it's raining, but there's a lot of great things to do outside of the resort. As I mentioned, Bridal Cave. There is what they call the Strip in Lake Ozark, where they have, it reminds me of like a mini Las Vegas, where they're like little roller coasters, little skee ball and arcades and things like that. And then only 11 minutes from us is the Ozarks Amphitheater, mm-hmm. which is their outdoor concert venue. And so they have a lot of great comedians and musical acts coming this summer as well. So plenty to do in Lake of the Ozarks. Nobody will be bored. But I hope that those people that are coming for a cannabis experience really will feel like that they're immersed in it and that they feel super welcome being at our place.
And also, if you're doing it for the winter, you could also, there are places to go skiing. I'm sure yes. fishing is probably very popular over that way.
Absolutely.
As well.
So yes.
I'm sure the outdoorsman could really appreciate, if you want the quiet, peaceful nature feel of a vacation and you want to just go ahead and unplug from everything, that's a great thing to go. One thing yep. I didn't hear about when you were talking about, you did say about doing things where having chefs come in to go and cook with cannabis. Have you done anything about maybe adding the experience of edibles into that? So like say, okay, underneath the pillow, you might have an edible there ready for you to have as part of your stay, having mocktails or having like a happy hour in a lobby or something like that to kind of give that part. Has any of that been incorporated too?
I am glad that you brought that up. So we are planning on doing a daily 420 kind of welcome mm-hmm. moment. So if you've ever been to an Embassy Suites, every day at 5 o'clock, they have wow. a happy hour, right? And they give you free drinks. And so we're going to do kind of a 420 thing. It may be outside, hopefully as much as possible during the summer. It'll be down by the water.
Yeah.
But if not, to your point, we have a little event space that's got a fireplace in it. It'll be super cozy. And so we're talking to a couple of sponsors who will be able to provide those types of samples and gifts that we can give to people, as well as breakfast experiences. I believe we'll probably get some pre-rolls as part of some of the sponsors. dealerships we're talking with. So absolutely, yes, we want to incorporate those types of things into our daily activities. I'm going to be there at 420. I'll just tell you right now. You'll see me.
That's fantastic. I love that you've got worked all your way over to this point and really just filling a need. So from yourself, you've been a veteran in cannabis in the Midwest for a while, recipient of the Women Growth Scholarship at the 2024 Bazinga Cannabis Capital Conference. And again, you work with hospitality and marketing companies. And again, this idea, first of all, with this first property, and you're looking to go and expand to the Midwest, do you feel like any future expansion is going to just stay in the same kind of the lodging nature kind of feel of experience? Is that what the idea is? You don't want to variate outside of that.
So I won't ever say no.
Okay.
So, you know, if things present themselves, and in fact, I've actually been talking with someone about a city-based concept as well. So there are people like me who want to do this outdoors type concept that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a couple in New York right now, New York State, upstate, that we're talking about doing pretty much the same concept as what we're doing in the Ozarks. But again, there are people who want more of a city feel where maybe they have a lounge. Uh-huh. at their property. And so I think we can professionally manage really in any type of location that an owner-operator would have in their mind. When we look at owner-operators that we want to work with, we're really looking at people who embrace cannabis, love it themselves. Whether they use it or not is a different thing. But my personal feeling is you might not do so well as an owner-operator of a cannabis resort without knowing the experience yourself. And I created this for me. I'm creating this for, I would come to this if this was available to me elsewhere. And so with some of these other owner operators that we're talking to about perhaps taking over their management contracts and turning it into cannabis friendly resorts, we're finding that a lot of people that want to do that actually are closeted like I used to be, and they would love to switch to some type of concept like this. So, you know, if you think about any other franchise in the hotel industry, like Marriott, Hilton, what is what makes them who they are? It's just the consistency, right? So the idea is we'll have consistent linens, we'll have consistent bedding, we'll have consistent bath products. And one of the things that I didn't mention, since we've talked about cannabis so much too, is that we can have bath products made with hemp. We can have sheets made with hemp. I really want to completely embrace the plant because I do personally. And so we want to incorporate that consistently across any future locations we might have.
I've been looking at what the resort looks like already so far before you've already gotten the work into it. Yeah, where you're at, the property is great. You're going to see great sunsets right off of there.
Yeah.
Off the lake. That really is really nice. It looks wonderfully peaceful. So lifted lodging is what we're here talking about. And one thing I just finally ask was just, you know, for those that want to go and learn more about it, first of all, the website is liftedlodging.com. You can also find more about them on Facebook and Instagram and on Blue Sky, liftedlodging.com. And real quickly, what can you tell me real quickly about the founding members program? So this is the rewards program for those to include free overnight stays, lodging discounts, VIP guest baskets on every visit. Tell me about this idea and putting this together.
Yeah, thank you. So the founding OG members program is to help us really raise capital. As a woman and a woman founder at that, I don't have a lot of access to capital. And I didn't grow up in a family with deep pockets. I grew up in West Virginia, pretty poor, actually. So the Founding OG Members Program isn't just for me. As I mentioned, a couple in New York, as well as some of these other spots, we want to use membership funds to be able to help folks borrow money to acquire their resorts. And that includes me, as well as our friends everywhere else. And so what the program does is, for our low tier of $420, you get 2 years of membership with us, as well as free nights. So really, your $420 covers two free nights at the resort, nice. at any of our resorts. So hopefully we'll have multiple open by next year, and as well as a whole bunch of other perks. Gifts when you come into your room, you get a robe and slipper set as well as part of the Founding OG members. You get first access to our booking windows. You'll get access to blackout dates. So things like around holidays and 420, people that are in the Founding OG members program we'll get all those types of perks and so much more. And in fact, after you do your free nights, then every stay that you have going forward is discounted. So you would get 15% off for nights 1 through 8. And then after that, you get 25% off any nightly stays after that for the year. And like I said, it's 2 years for that program. So you actually would rinse and repeat the following year if you wanted to come back. And again, we're doing this to help our company raise money to help fund some of these startup operators, again, including myself, but including some of these other owner operators. And then what we're intending to do, if you go to Lifted Lodging right now, that's the only membership tier that you see on the website.
Yeah.
But we're about to launch a couple of less expensive ones so that if people want to participate, I know the economy is tough right now. Maybe $420 is a little bit too tight for folks. So we're going to introduce another level that's in the $100 range.
But if you do get the membership right now, you're going to want a 5,000 exclusive guests that can get a special embroidered Lifted OG founding members robe, a bathrobe.
Yes.
It looks really nice out there.
When you get it is very nice.
Also, one last thing, when it comes to the rentals, anything you can tell me about the length of rentals and the rooms that you have available? Are there any suites or any particular parts of any particular rooms that they're available that people can go after, like, you know, more like the penthouse experience?
So every single cottage is lake facing. So everybody has a lakefront view. Mm-hmm. There is a 3-bedroom unit that is pool front. So we do have a pool as well. I didn't even mention that. Mm-hmm. And then so the difference in the lodging really is with the cottages being one. If you get a 1-bedroom, let's say, it's more like a studio. It does have a small kitchen.
Okay.
But if you wanted the full experience, the 3-bedroom ones are like little houses. So some of them have 2 bathrooms. They are well appointed with a full kitchen where you can cook your own food.
Nice.
If you're trying to save money, that being said, I would probably do a chef experience, but you can bring your own food. And then from there, I would say for me, my favorite views are the ones that are a little bit up, so that I can completely look out and see everything.
Yeah.
But I think folks are going to really like the 1- and 2-bedroom cottages that are really down by the water. And so most of the cottages, you actually step out and you're right there at the water.
Oh, that 3-bedroom suite doesn't sound too bad. I mean, if you get
fresh
patches, you go and cook them the same day, you know, like things like that. That sounds actually pretty good. So once again, liftedlodging.com, you're taking bookings starting in September. And
correct.
What should they be doing when they go to the website? How they can go ahead and start to pre-register and get their nights ready to go so they can go and visit.
Yeah. So what I would really hope that people are able to do is buy those memberships. Please buy those memberships. That'll really help us to be able to offer the type of program that we want right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. But if you can't right now, check back in a couple of days. This lower tier is going to be out on our website in the next couple of days. But even if you're just interested in hearing more about us and just learning more as we ramp up, when you log on to the site, there's a little pop-up that'll come up that says sign up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. Just give us your email address and we will keep you up to date on all of our pre-opening activities as well as when we get open. The reason that we're waiting until September, we actually take over in July, is because there are people who are booked to stay there that may not appreciate the cannabis concept. So we're going to switch it over in September, but I think we'll probably have some openings prior to that in August that'll be during the week. So Don't think that you might have to wait till September. You might actually be able to book sooner.
Well, if you happen to get that membership beforehand, you might get a little bit of inside track on
that's right.
when you can start booking just before the summer's up.
That's right. All the members will get the link to book first. So they'll have like a week's ahead of time before everybody else will know.
Well, I hope it all goes well. Founder, CEO of Lifted Lodging, Lisa Lieberman, here with me on Grassroots Marketing. And best of luck and happy lodging.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you there, Brasco.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.